At the top of news this morning, United Nations and French forces closed in on Ivory Coast's presidential palace this morning after launching full assaults on the residence of former President Laurent Gbagbo and several offices and military bases under his control. Charles Collins has this report.
It looks like it could be the end of Laurent Gbagbo's struggle to retain the presidency of Ivory Coast after contesting election results last November. Forces supporting internationally recognized winner Alassane Ouattara have over the last week taken almost the entire countryside. Now, with the help of the United Nations and former colonial master France, the pro-Ouattara forces are closing in on Gbagbo's strongholds in the country's main city of Abidjan. An offensive launched on Monday included air attacks on the ruler's home and on three strategic military garrisons, and marked an unprecedented escalation in the international community's efforts to oust Gbagbo. Carlos Geja, with the UN mission to Ivory Coast, says the humanitarian situation is increasingly dire.
Access to health centers are nearly impossible, and there are no protection on the street in Abidjan at the moment, and it's very, very difficult for anyone to go to the hospital. Most of the hospitals are also without doctors, and they have no oxygen. They have no food for the patient, and we are unable to reach them at the moment.
Post-election violence has left hundreds of people dead, most of them Ouattara supporters, and has forced up to 1 million people to flee their homes. I'm Charles Collins.